This episode is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. Cold season has a way of showing up like an unexpected plot twist, right in the middle of big moments, good stories, and days that are already full. That's why it helps to keep a little comfort close. Kleenex Lotion Tissues help protect, soothe, and moisturize your skin, giving you the support you need right when you need it. Whether you're commuting, binge listening to your favorite show, or managing a little family chaos, Kleenex lotion tissues are made with coconut oil and aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was the ghost in the house just over his teenage antics?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. If you have one, you can call it in at 855-853-4802. Or you can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. What about becoming a premium subscriber? You could do that. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol, and Kathy Gordon's here today. How's it going?
Well, it's going really well. You know, just regular stuff, you know, doing the school. It feels weird that football season is over and the weekends feel weird without having any sort of football going right now until the Super Bowl. So that's weird. And, you know, I'm kind of a sports nut.
Yeah, you still have college basketball.
I do, though I'm a little bit mad at them right now. But, you know, whatever.
Hell, my team here, Wichita, because I went to Wichita State, so I'm a Wichita State fan. We have the crappiest team this year.
You are a shocker, which I guess is a
shock of wheat.
Grouping of wheat, I guess, is what that is. You know, we're nothing, a Jayhawk, which is some sort of weird imaginary animal. But, you know, the one that I think is the weirdest is, I think Iowa State is weird because they're the Cyclones, but their mascot is a cardinal.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. Why not just be the Cardinals?
And I actually think that Wichita State might be the weirdest. Who they even say, like, you can buy t-shirts and stuff that says, fear the wheat.
Fear the wheat.
I am not making that up. Well, I do not own a fear the wheat shirt, but that's something
that they
say. It's
kind of an ugly mascot.
It's a very ugly mascot.
You know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but it's kind of ugly. But I guess the Cyclone people thought a Cyclone mascot would look weird, so they just went with a bird.
Something else.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody got together in the conference room, and they're like, oh, man, Cyclones, we like that, but it's hard to make a mascot out of a Cyclone.
Yeah, and you know all these graphic designers were just scratching their head trying to come up with a Cyclone mascot, and then finally, they gave up. It was just impossible.
And then it went to, you know, lion, dragon,
bird,
Mothman, bird?
Bird, Mothman. Somebody needs to have the Mothman as their mascot. I would love that.
The Wichita State Mothman.
Really? Now it's coming. And the Wichita State Mothman.
And then that, like, the women could be the Wichita State Moth Women. It doesn't have the same feel to it.
Yeah. No. No, I think that's a good one. I like that for a mascot. Mothman.
And you would have the most intimidating mascot. Like, your mascot would be badass and scary as shit.
And, no joke.
And
yeah.
People would be like, fear the Mothman. I am afraid of the Mothman. I don't even want to play the team because the Mothman shows up.
That's right.
And we're just tempting fate.
We're not really scared of you, but your mascot. Good God. You know, I'm really scared of that.
Somebody now that's listening to this going, we need a new name for our team. Let's be the Mothmen.
And you Iowa State people, don't be mad at me. You get it too. You've got good teams and everything. Don't get me wrong. You got great fans. You got good teams and all that. But it is weird about the mascot thing.
It's weird. And that's coming from a fan of the Jayhawks and the Shockers. So
that's right.
We can talk because ours are just as weird.
Ours are odd, but they kind of match the name. That's where I'm coming from.
And yours is kind of a bird thing.
It's a bird thing that somebody just made up, you know.
Well, let's go to our first story today. And it says, here in the Appalachian Mountains. Now, that's already spooky.
Yep.
In Kentucky, you grow up hearing a lot of ghost stories. The mountains are full of stories of ghosts from just about any era you can think of. When I was a kid, after my parents were divorced, my mother moved into a house that was about 5 miles from a Civil War battleground field called the Battle of Middle Creek. It was the site of a Union victory led by General James A. Garfield, who later went on to become President of the United States. When we first moved in, the house needed a lot of work. The doors were covered with ugly 60s era... Oh, not the doors, the floors. The floors were covered with ugly 60s era carpet, which we took up and found hardwood floors. And the layout of the floor plans was confusing. The cellar was always the creepiest place to me. It wasn't very well lit, and there was a ladder that hung on the wall next to a door that opened to the exit out from under the back porch. All you have to do is tell me the word cellar, and I'm creeped out. I don't like cellars.
Absolutely.
At the top of the ladder was a trap door that opened up to a hidden room that was accessible from my mom's closet. That's really weird. Trap
door. So you go through the closet.
Like from the basement on that ladder to the trap door that opened to a hidden room in a closet.
In the closet.
There was another room similar to this one in the guest room, though it didn't lead to any other place in the house. I often used the rooms when I had friends over and played hide and seek. When I was young, I never had any sort of experience there. It wasn't until I was older that things started happening. My bedroom was upstairs in the house. The ceilings were slanted, which made me think the only two rooms upstairs were probably for storage when the house was originally built. My TV sat next to the doorway, which made it difficult to see through the darkness at night. Around the age of 15, when I was awake in bed some nights, I could hear footsteps on the stairs. It wasn't so much a heavy thump as it was the boards creaking. I always just wrote it off as it was the old house settling or the family dog. A little later after this began, I would hear the footsteps, and once the noise stopped, I could almost make out the figure of a person. Some nights I would turn the TV off and try to adjust my eyes to the darkness. There was never anything there, though, by the time I could see clearly. Within the next year, things really amped up. My mom would get on to me for leaving the refrigerator door open and knocking things over without cleaning it up. She thought I did this in my sleep, and honestly, I did too, due to the fact that I sleepwalk from time to time. Like a lot of teenage boys do, I found myself hanging out with the wrong kind of people, and I would drink on the weekends with my friends. That would be tough. If you were a sleepwalker, then anything like that would always get blamed on you.
Yeah.
But well, Kathy, true. Obviously, yeah. You know, it's not paranormal activity. You were up in the refrigerator. You, like, spilled all that cereal all over in the middle of the night.
And there are people that get up in the night and eat. Like, I mean, in their sleep, they don't know they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which I've always thought was so weird. I think getting up in the middle of the night to go eat is really strange. I've never done it. Ever.
No, I never have.
I just think, I'm in bed. Why do I want to go eat? Let's see. Looking back, the weeks that I managed to get beer and hide it in my room for when we went camping or fishing on Saturday night, those weeks were worse. The night that caused me to move in with my dad went a little like this. I had driven home from playing music and sat down to eat with my mom. After dinner, she did like she always did, and she went to the living room to watch TV, which sucked because I could never get past her with the massive amounts of alcohol that I sometimes would acquire. So I did like I always did. I would come in through the back door and hide it in the hidden room that was located in the guest room. After everyone went to bed, I would go back downstairs, get everything, and hide it in the closet. I must have had to do it this way a couple of dozen times.
Okay.
My God, I can relate to this kid. I was the female version of this kid. So after everyone went to bed and I was able to, I went back downstairs and opened the door to the room. It was a different feeling this time, though. And after I had picked up a couple paper bags full of booze, I stood as quiet as I could, trying to make out the noise coming from the dark in the back. It sounded a little like whispers. After standing there a while, I figured it was just my mom's TV because it sat so close to where the sound was coming from. I went back to my room and hid my stash. I jumped back in bed and turned the TV on. I could hear my dog downstairs walking around. I knew he was trying to find a place to go to sleep. After I noticed the clicking of his claws stopped, I relaxed, turned off the TV, and drifted off. A couple hours later, I felt like what I thought was the dog lying on my leg. Thinking it was him, I closed my eyes and tried to go back to sleep, but while I was laying there, I heard his claws clicking on the hardwood floor. When I sat up to see what was in the bed, there was nothing there, though the pressure was still there. I jumped up, ran out of the room, and jumped in bed with my mom. When I told her what was going on, needless to say, she didn't believe me. So the next morning, I began to pack my clothes. I was going to move in with my dad. It totally freaked me out. I packed a duffel bag that I had, and because of where the closet was, I had to shut my bedroom door to get into it. After a while, I felt more comfortable and started goofing off. I'd taken apart a single-shot 12-gauge that my dad bought me for squirrel hunting and was cleaning it. That's so random. Like, I'm moving out. I'm packing a duffel bag, but I'm going to stop and put together this 12-gauge shotgun. Earlier that morning, I had told a buddy of mine who lived close to me what had happened and told him that I planned to move to my dad's. While I was sitting there with a cloth in one hand and the gun stock in the other, I heard a door shut downstairs. I assumed it was the front door since my mom and stepdad were at work, and I assumed it was my neighbor Josh. I heard the footsteps come up the stairs and then a light tap at the door. After the knock, I invited Josh in, but he never opened the door. I was putting the shotgun back together when I heard a knock a second time. This time I decided to have some fun, and after I put the gun back together, I aggressively said, "Come on in, you son of a bitch," closing the gun at the end of my sentence. As soon as the words left my mouth, something hit my door so hard that it slammed against the closet door behind it. Something hit my door so... Oh, so the door, like...
Flung open.
Mm-hmm. I ran as hard as I could until I was outside in my truck. Nobody was in the house besides me, and Josh couldn't have hit the door, ran down the stairs and out of the house without making a noise or being seen. After I sat in my truck for a few hours trying to get the courage to go back in and get my stuff, I finally made my way back to the door under the carport and opened the door. I can remember thinking, I'll be fine as long as the lights are on, just to have all of the power go off in the house.
Oh, no.
I decided there was nothing in that house I needed that much, and I left for my dad's. A couple of months later, my mom called me and asked me if I'd been at her house. I kind of laughed and said, nope, not for a while. She then told me that someone had been in there because the refrigerator and freezer were both left open and a carton of orange juice was spilled on the floor. After a week or so, I saw my mom at my grandparents' house where she showed me a video from an old VHS recorder of an unseen force opening the cabinets and the refrigerator and even sliding a coffee cup off the counter and breaking it on the floor. Since then, my mom moved out as well as the people that bought the place. In the past couple of years, the house was torn down. I never experienced anything like that before, and although I have had a few other experiences since, it's not been anything comparable to that house. Thanks for reading my story. Love your show. Keep the podcast coming. Justin.
That was creepy.
He's just trying to be a teenager, being a teenager and sneaking alcohol in your house and stuff.
Just the stuff that kids do, you know. And then that door flying open like that.
Well, especially like that was like a ginormous exclamation point to whatever he said about you, son of a bitch. Come on in here, you son of a bitch. And then like closing the gun together just for, you know, like effect.
For effect, right.
And then that would happen. And you would see Josh. If the door flew open, Josh would have to do that and be right on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't fling a door open with that kind of strength and not be right there. You know, because if you reach around the side so you can kind of be hidden, you're not going to be able to push it very hard.
Yeah, because the door would come in and you would have to have seen him, right? Wouldn't you?
And in an old house like that, because he had talked about creaky stairs, like you would have heard the creaky stairs. Josh going down the stairs.
Seen the person standing in the doorway or an arm or something.
I totally get why Justin moved in with his dad.
I get it too. Now, as far as the orange juice and the freezer open and stuff, I don't know. Maybe, you know, like playing devil's advocate here, maybe somebody came into the house and did that, right? But then the VHS tape thing is creepy.
How'd they get the VHS tape of that?
Did they leave a video going just to see if things happened when they were gone?
I don't know. I'm glad that Justin moved in with his dad, though.
I am too.
And I'm glad that his mom realized that it wasn't just Justin.
And she got out.
Yeah.
And then the people after them got out.
And then they just tore the damn place down. It's like, it ain't even worth it.
Yeah.
Just terrorizing all the families.
Oh, God.
Well, here is another story. It says, my story happened about 12 years ago. My grandpa owns a summer home in Schofield, Utah, which is a little mountain town on a reservoir. It's a frequented lake for fishing and boating in the summertime. The town's population was 24 at the 2010 census.
So
24. So you can imagine how small this town truly is. No, it's not even a town of 24 people.
Well, you know, everybody's got a role to play.
Everybody knows everybody. Yep. Heck, you could get the whole town together for Christmas dinner if it's just 24.
Well, sure.
Schofield is also frequently applied to the 1900 mine disaster in the Winter Quarters Mine, which lies in the valley right next to Schofield. The 1900 mine disaster was one of the biggest in the West and killed 245 men.
Wow.
What? Look that one up. And left many women and children alone. You can imagine a place with this history would hold heavy paranormal energy. There is an old school that is in Schofield, which is where they stored the burned and charred dead bodies when the disaster happened. So the school has always been very active. I would say understatement. Anyway, my brother and cousin decided to investigate the school one night around 11 p.m. when we were staying up in the summer house for the 4th of July weekend. We were able to break into the school and leave a camera alone, which was filming the gymnasium, in hopes of catching a full-bodied apparition or some EVPs. We left the camera alone for about 45 minutes and went back to retrieve it. Since it was late and our parents were all sleeping by then, we decided to review the footage the next day. We all climbed into our tent, which was large enough for my brother, my cousin, and I. We all fell asleep pretty quickly and must have been out for a couple of hours, only to be awoken by lots of loud, childlike laughter. I lifted my head up and looked to the direction of my brother and cousin and noticed they were awake and also looking at me. The time was about 3 a.m., and all around the tent, there were child-sized hands all around the walls of the tent, shaking the tent wall violently. There must have been about 12 child hands on our tent. My God.
Oh my.
The reason I know this couldn't have been kids playing around because it was very late, around 3 a.m. And second, there was a street light that lit up a nearby road which was on. You could see that there were no shadows of the children's full bodies broadcasted onto the wall of the tent from the backlit streetlight. If these kids were playing a trick on us, we would have seen their shadows or outlines. Instead, there were only hands. We all sat silently in sheer terror until the hands pulled off the tent and disappeared. The three of us didn't mention it or talk to one another until the morning, probably because we were so terrified to talk, let alone move at all. My feeling is that we were followed back by children ghosts who used to go to that school. They were more than likely just playing with us and letting us know that they were there. Thank you for letting me share my story. I love you guys and what you do. That was from Roman. But what Roman totally left out was the footage from the gymnasium. So I'm going to take it they got no footage, but this thing happened instead, which is really creepy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, yeah.
So I wonder if they were able to see through the tent a little bit and kind of
see
the
hands. That's my guess, that you could kind of see through a little bit. And maybe if the moon was a little bright outside, it was dark inside, it's shining in, so the light of the walls, you know, you could kind of see if somebody would have walked by or, you know, something. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, I think that is so creepy.
Yeah.
But I was thinking the children kind of surprised me because that gymnasium was where they took all the bodies of the people who had been killed.
Right.
So I was thinking this the whole story just takes a big turn because I thought they were going to have an experience with this camera and this is what this is going to be. And then we reviewed the footage and there was like full body apparitions and EVPs and everything. But instead it took a turn. And it was, they're sleeping in a tent and there's like kids laughing and pushing at the
tent.
But
that's the way these things work. They don't work logically like you would think. Oh, so therefore we're going to have some minors, you know, and this and that. And instead it's the children.
Yeah.
So there's a whole different situation here.
But they were in the school.
Uh-huh.
Now, maybe something followed him, or maybe it was just in the creepy area that they were.
Right. Right. Can you imagine, though, being in a tent at night and looking up and seeing hands pushing on the tent?
No. And could you imagine if you were sleeping in a tent and saw that, would you ever sleep in a tent again?
No.
Oh, like I wouldn't. No.
Oh, no, no, no.
Like I don't even think I'd sleep in an RV too close to being out in the wilderness.
I'm too scared at night out in the woods. Like I'm okay all day out there. Like it's fine. We go hiking, whatever. I'm cool with that. That's good. But at night, it's too scary out there for me.
Not to mention serial killers.
Serial killers. Always serial killers. Yep.
This is just a public service announcement to not sleep in tents.
That's right.
With respect to everyone who does. I'm not here to judge. You guys are just braver than Kathy.
And you know,
I.
The thing is, you just have to lay there and take it because you no way the hell you're going out there.
No. It's like there's nothing I could do. But, you know, it'd be the child hands. That's creepy. But a bear wouldn't feel any better.
No, I saw the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
I saw that. That kind of ruined it for me.
We know what can happen.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive if you do. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60 second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges.
On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.